Hello and welcome to Chicago.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, wait. What?
I'm actually here in Chicago. No one expected that.
Applause. Laser.
I'm going to pepper that one in.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is the first official podcast releasing where we are in the same location, that being Chicago.
Nick's putting a lot of modifiers on that because we've already recorded other content, but this is like the actual podcast that we're recording now.
Right, right.
Not on the mic that we would normally use because that is broken. Yeah, so we'll, you know, this is a little interesting.
It's there's a lot of weird components because A, I don't have headphones in.
Yep.
That's throwing me off. I kind of like having headphones in, to be honest. Even though I'm not like feeding my own voice through to my headphones, like you do, or don't you live?
I don't.
Okay. Yeah. But still, it's weird not having my ears covered. I having the sound dampened is nice for some reason. So we're recording off of this tiny little Shure mic, hooked up to my phone. Hashtag Shure, sponsor us.
And,
So.
And we're like face to face, right?
So. Yeah. So this also has a new component to it for sure.
It's strange.
So here's what I've decided that I'm going to do.
Just not look at me the entire time.
I'm not going to look at you. I'm going to look right above you the whole podcast. No, what I've decided that makes me feel more at ease is that when I'm talking to you, I'm going to look at you. When I'm talking more to listeners, then I'm going to look at the microphone, even though it's a fucking ball. I feel like it would be weird to like be looking at you and be like, so guys, actually this is... Like, that's kind of weird if I'm like looking at you but not really talking to you.
I mean, we say it's weird, but it's also like... we normally look at... Like, I look at my computer when I'm... podcasting, right? So it's really not that strange.
Right, yeah, no. And I think we've both done things within like the filming and presentation realm, if you will. Like, we've both been on camera before.
Yeah.
We both have like just given, you know, speeches and whatnot. So it's not like a foreign concept. It's just...
It's new for the podcast.
Yeah, it's just
new for the podcast.
It's new for the podcast, so... why don't you let the listeners know what we're drinking today and let them know,
So we are drinking the, King of Borgs. It's a Pipeworks Brewing collaboration with Mars Brewing Co.
Yeah.
Pipeworks graciously sponsored this beer, sent us some beer, and, so we're just gonna drink some and talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
So thank you to those guys.
Yeah, super stoked. And Pipeworks is a very interesting brewery, if no one else has heard of them before, because they're definitely a lot smaller brewery, especially in the aspect that, I don't know if this necessarily has to do with their size or if it has to do with licensing laws. We probably could have asked them about it, but we didn't. They don't actually have a tap room, per se, where you can drink their beers, per se.
You're saying per se a lot.
I'm saying that a lot because they don't have a tap room where you can drink their beers. However, they do have taps on location that you can try their beers.
Yeah, it's weird walking in there, like, seeing the taps, but they're like, can't order a beer.
Mm-hmm.
You can try a little taste.
Yeah, here's a 1 ounce cup, but we can't pour you a full glass. So I don't know. And don't get me wrong, Pipeworks, you guys are the homies. But the website doesn't give us much information. We're looking for some information on the beer.
What we do know
is
that it's a 16-ounce can.
Yep. It's 1 pint.
1 pint, 7.12% ABV.
To the dot.
To the dot. And it's like a New England-style hazy IPA.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. King of Borgs. Yeah.
First, moving on to, like, just first impressions of the beer. We were talking, like, I don't know, like, yesterday or the day before, we were talking about how, like, there's definitely a difference between hazy IPAs and New England IPAs, that they're not necessarily the exact same things, at least to us. We might be, like, full of shit, and this makes no sense, but... like, to us, they're, like, there's a difference. Like, you can have a hazy IPA that isn't technically New England.
I kind of think of it like more that, like, all hazies are New England's, but not all New England's are hazy.
Yeah. 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 That's right. Yeah, you got it. Yeah. So, like, you can have a... Yeah, because you could have an IPA and you're like, well, this is definitely not like West Coast style IPA. It's definitely probably more of a New England style IPA. However, it's not exactly super hazy.
Yep.
So, probably would still call it a New England style IPA, but I wouldn't necessarily call it hazy. This is definitely both.
What do you think about it? First impression.
I thoroughly enjoyed this beer. This was one beer that we had like a smidgen of a sample of while we were there. I think it's really fucking good. It's definitely different because we've had a couple different like hazy IPAs since you've been here.
Yeah,
and I like this one a lot actually.
It's pretty juicy and it's got like a decent body. Ugh.
Yeah,
body. But it's not like syrupy either. Like it's got it's got a texture to it,
right? Because it's like, yeah, there's some where it's like you take a drink of them and it's just like taking a sip of like pure like juice sugar,
mm-hmm.
and this isn't like that. It's got some bitterness to it as well. It's nice.
Yeah,
they don't overdo it, but yeah, good beer so far.
So this is let's see, our third, well, technically our second day, our third night, I guess, in Chicago.
Yeah.
And as you would expect, we pretty much just focused on beer and Whole Foods.
Yeah, that's Whole Foods sponsors this trip.
Our Airbnb is like right down the street from Whole Foods, and that's really the most convenient place to get food.
I can see like
beer.
Four Whole Foods bags right now in this apartment, so that doesn't say anything.
I mean, there's just not a lot of other options other than like going out to eat, so.
Yeah, I mean, we could always like get a Lyft or an Uber somewhere, but it's like.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, if we could walk to Whole Foods, why would we like Uber to a different grocery store?
Yep.
But. Yeah, and then, like, aside from just, like, going and driving somewhere to like, go, like, order out or whatever. But
a lot more work than walking, like, across the street.
Exactly. Literally across the street, yeah. It's super easy.
Yeah.
Very, very much a happy accident. Wasn't planning for that, but glad it happened because we're like, shit, needed to go get some groceries and shit a lot more than we probably thought we were going to, so... I think our initial like thought for this was like, we're just gonna buy beer, so what else do we need?
Yeah, we didn't really think outside of that. Yeah, and then
we got hungry.
Then we got hungry, and we were like, "Well, Whole Foods is right there." And then we just kept like we probably go three times a day.
Yep.
Like we'll be like, "Oh, we need to get more beer," and we'll get like there's no forethought during the Whole Foods trips because it's so convenient that we're like. Like, you brought up this morning, or last night, you were like, hey, why don't we get eggs for tomorrow morning? And I'm like, well, I mean, maybe we're not going to want eggs, and it's like 4 feet away.
Yep.
Let's just wait till tomorrow morning. Yeah. And then we didn't end up eating eggs today,
so that worked out.
Yeah.
Tonight, I did preemptively buy eggs and bacon.
Just not eat it.
Fuck us. Fuck us, we wouldn't. I already have a hankering for it, and tomorrow is going to be a very walky kind of day, so I have a feeling we're going to want to...
Unfortunately, we chose our walk touristy day to be the coldest day of the trip.
Yep. Watch tomorrow be the coldest day we have in March.
Yeah.
Like from here on, like from there on out, it's gonna get warmer.
Yeah, it's probably true. I want to look up the weather right
fucking
now.
Fucking dog shit.
It is. It's 10 degrees currently.
Gosh damn it.
Tomorrow's a high of 16 and a low of 9.
Jesus Christ.
It's not gonna get too much. Well, it'll be 1 degrees at 6 a.m. apparently.
But still, what people don't realize is like
1 degree.
like wind is such a factor.
Oh yeah.
It might say 9, but I guarantee you it's going to feel like 0, if not maybe like -1 or something like that. It's fucking stupid.
You mean noon tomorrow is 10 degrees. So it's going to be 10 degrees. They're going to be walking around, going to the bean.
Yeah.
And, wow.
I mean, there's like a few things.
I don't think we'll be doing that much tomorrow outside.
I think we're going to have to fucking bitch up and,
nut up or shut up.
Yeah. And honestly do shit. Like, especially like pictures and like other fucking media and stuff like that. Cause it's like, I don't know.
You're saying it's cold as shit.
It's gonna be cold as fuck, yeah, don't get me wrong. And it'll be like, oh, cool, bean. Alright, let's go to the next storefront that we can get coffee at and warm up. But I'm sure we're gonna be outside more than we'd want to be.
Either way. I think any step that I take outside will be okay, more than well, I want it to be, I mean. But yeah.
I think we're gonna be pushing our limit, like, God, I wanna go inside, but like, we really should probably walk over here and take this picture or something like that, so, I don't know.
Or we'll just, you know, be like, nah, fuck that.
Nah, fuck that.
And walk right back in and drink beer. I can see it.
Always an option. Not mad about that. There was, There's something really big that we need to talk about.
Yeah, something you've been wanting to talk about.
I don't know if people know this.
I don't really know it.
To put it lightly, it's kind of low key. I don't know if people have seen this, but to phrase it in a way, the boys are back in town.
It's true. Who are these boys?
The fucking Jonas Brothers, man! Jesus Christ! Finally,
you are like the Jonas Brothers more than I do. So
I would think so.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the Jonas Brothers. Never were really into them as a group, so but not opposed to them by any means. And I like, you know, I think Nick Jonas, good musician.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't really know much about them except like Nick, Elodian, or whatever Disney or whatever they were.
I think they're Disney.
I don't care.
Okay. I'm trying to find a picture here.
So the audience can see it?
Exactly.
Over audio?
You got it. It's taken quite a while ago. But it depicts my love for the Jonas Brothers in a way that I just can't say. Only through this picture is my true emotion conveyed. Let's see. I'm getting there. But either way, it's one of the absolute most amazingest things that there ever was. And it's happening.
What is your favorite Jonas Brothers song?
Burning Up, dude. I don't think I could ever sing that song enough.
I don't even think I know.
Here we go.
All right. What that song is.
Anytime anyone says something about Burning Up, I just start singing that song. So here is... Here's a picture back from 2009, all right? I'm a sophomore in high school here. This picture was taken, and it's real life.
Yeah, I mean, you're just touching the Jonas Brothers' cocks.
I am touching Nick Jonas' cock. That's a fact, and you heard it here first.
Heard it here first.
For the audio listeners out there, which is all of you, my friend John Hernandez and I are at a Burger King. Not sure that we even ate there. Might have just been driving by, and there's a picture, a poster of the Jonas Brothers, their world tour, on the window. We are with our hands on their junk. And it's just a fantastic picture. I don't know if I've seen anything better. So
you're touching their pipes.
Their pipes are touching me, dude. Their pipes are touching my soul. They're trying to get to my boys all.
One of the things that we've done is actually introduce Nick and Renee to,
Reintroduced.
You, kind of, but, like...
No, that's kind of bullshit. I've seen, like, 5 seasons of the damn show.
No, I know, but, like, introduce you to some of the episodes that you haven't seen that we've referenced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm saying, like, you're reintroducing me to the show, I would say.
No, I was saying introducing you to the certain episodes.
Okay, alright, that's fair, I guess.
And then... Yeah, reintroducing you to the show in general.
Right.
Introducing Renee to the show.
Yeah.
That's why Nick keeps making Always Sunny references. Fresh on his mind. The big T.
It's here. It's all around us. Can't escape it. So, Levi, what are your opinions on technology?
My opinion?
God damn.
Yeah, so finally Nick has listened to or watched that episode. I think I've referenced it like several times now.
Yeah.
As the big T and
the episode where they themselves make a podcast.
Yep.
I think Frank has like this fucking like cassette tape recorder and he records all Dennis and Dee's conversations because they just fucking argue and banter all day long. And
chip jab. Chip,
yeah.
Jab,
jab. Chip, jab, jab. And it's comical and entertaining, so he literally just, like, listens to that shit again in his spare time. But yeah, so finally watched that episode. I know the big T. I know about the war. I think that there are two wars? That we are fighting in.
And America is fighting in both of these wars?
So stop what you're doing right now and fucking watch that episode.
You jabronis.
You jabroni. What are you doing?
Cool word.
Cool word. What's that? I've been meaning to talk to you about that. That word you've been saying.
You keep
jabroni.
Saying this word, jabroni.
It's awesome.
Awesome.
God. Yeah, that's been the best part of the trip, I think. Been watching It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, it's not that I'm here. It's just, like, the Always Sunny.
I'm like, oh, I forgot about this amazing show.
It's so good. Fuck you, Levi. So just good. Go home and yeah. So I can keep watching this. And
yep.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yep. It's been... I'm trying to think of the different places we've had beer at. I think it's just been Half Acre, Revolution, Pipeworks, technically, and...
Centennial. Not a great experience there,
no.
But
I don't necessarily want to shit on that place, but we didn't have a great time.
Not a great time.
No. Partly to do with the mixture of vibes, and partly to do with the zombie dust loving freak that were sitting next to us all of a sudden.
We shit on that beer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine.
What was the guy even saying about it again? He was like...
I don't know. He's talking about the brewers and going somewhere else. And,
God, they really stepped up their game.
Yeah.
God. Okay. I mean, again, hear me out. Like, and not to shit on Three Floyds because they have a few beers that I've really enjoyed.
I like all the beers that we've had so far from them.
Yeah.
I've liked them all.
Even Zombie Dust. Good beer. People in Chicago, at the very least, flip dicks when, like, they find that shit in stores, because it's not always there, and I don't get the hype. It's a good beer.
Yeah.
But that's it. It's not worth turning my dick upside down for.
And it's expensive, too.
Yeah, it's like fucking $15 a six-pack.
Yeah.
Never. I don't even want to pay $12 a six-pack.
Yeah. I feel you.
I refuse, actually. There are plenty of times when I'm like, oh, God, they got this in. And I look at the price, and it's like $11 or $12. I'm like,
not worth it.
Nah, I can find something just as good for $10 or cheaper.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I'm torn where I want to support these companies that I love. But at the same time, it's like, you're not giving me a chance to because... There's just, to me, there's no reason you need to charge that much. There's absolutely no reason you need to charge $15 for a fucking regular-ass pale ale.
Yeah, it's just like a normal beer. It's nothing special.
No.
So for the listeners, this will probably get released on a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday.
Theoretically, which is in 2 days, so we're going to have to edit that, push that out real quick. While we're tripping it up, so that'll be interesting. And then our other content, since we've already recorded a couple other things, who knows when that'll get released. Yeah. Maybe this week, maybe the next, but it'll just be kind of a surprise.
Yeah, I think we kind of like reference this podcast in some of those other recordings, possibly.
We reference a future podcast, which is this one, but those happened past. In the past. So
we are time travelers.
Yeah.
Science is being fucked with on this trip, and
it's working.
Or not. Yeah, it's working. So
whether it's working for you or not, I don't know, but it's working for us.
It's working for us. We're having fun.
That's like we drank beer at the same time. Both of us were getting thirsty, I think.
Yeah, I think so. So this is this is something that I think about often.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times I think of a word, and then, if I get rid of the prefix, does that word still make sense? And so I was at work 2 days ago, and, I don't know what it was. I might've heard something like on my way into work that I was like listening to like on the radio or something along those lines, a podcast or something.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was talking about like, you know, they're collaborating with this person, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, interesting. They're collaborating.
Yeah.
So if you're working with somebody on something, you're collaborating, right?
Correct.
Okay. If I'm just at work doing my own thing, doing by myself.
Yep.
Am I elaborating?
The obvious answer is yes.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You are elaborating.
Right. So, anytime anyone's like, hey, what you doing? I'm like, just elaborating. Not much.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I think that's reasonable, and everyone should know what you're saying.
Thank you. I since told my coworkers that I will forever be saying that now.
I mean, it's fitting, since we're drinking a collaboration beer.
There you go.
Yeah,
right.
That
worked out perfectly. It's almost like I planned it.
Oh my god. What?
No, that worked out pretty well, though.
What other words? Just to throw you on the spot.
Fuck, you know, there's a lot of, like,
yeah.
I'm only thinking of words that actually make sense right now. That's the problem. I'm like, let's see. Reunite? Unite? Oh, wait, yeah, you do. Do you fucking reignite? Yeah, you definitely
lots
can
of re's.
Ignite something. Yeah, well, there was a couple, like, re-words where it's like, you redo this, but...
Do you do this?
Yes. Yes, you do. But there was one where I was like, I don't think you ever, like, do just that. It's always a re.
Yeah, but, like, so...
I'm trying to think of another example.
But, like, this is the... question is like what's a prefix in the sense of like is re always a prefix because I could say realize do you alize if you realize something you're not realizing that thing
you're realizing it
yeah
when people say realize they mean they're just alizing it
yeah
that's deep
or are you re-realizing it if you re-realize something that you once realized, but you didn't, like, and then you realized it again.
Oh, well, here's one that's even along the same definition.
Okay.
If I think of something that happened a long time ago,
yeah.
Am I remembering it, or am I remembering it?
Mm.
Because...
Well, I think you remember it when you experience it.
So if I'm doing something, I'm remembering.
Yes.
I'm like creating a memory. I'm remembering.
You are elaborating and memorating at
wow.
the same time.
That's pretty intense. So, so no matter what you're doing, someone will be like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, chilling, dude. Just
elaborating and remembering.
Just remembering over here. What are you doing? What are you on about? Yeah.
Yeah, we should definitely name this episode Laterating and Membering. That won't make any sense.
Oh, gosh damn it. But I think of those words all the time. I can't think of more right now, like off the top of my head. But I think of those words all the time, and I'm like, who decided this? Because I wouldn't agree. I don't know. But
it's kind of like my feelings about blue raspberry. Who decided this?
Yeah. Like I don't remember voting.
I certainly didn't vote.
I wouldn't have voted.
I didn't remember this.
I don't... No. I took no part in collaborating. I didn't collaborate. You didn't
We wish we would have collaborated.
I wish we would have collaborated, because I was over here collaborating, and you were collaborating, and shit happened, and it's not accurate, okay?
I mean, maybe it is. Maybe, like, whoever came up with it had a good reason, but because they didn't collaborate with us, we're not aware.
I think I would have been more okay if they would have just called it blue.
Yeah.
Okay, this is
the blue flavor.
Here's a blue slushy. Oh, yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
In color and taste, it's blue.
Blue raspberry really does taste like blue. It doesn't taste like raspberry
at all. Yeah, no. It's like,
I mean, it's got like the kind of the tartness, like the sweet and tart of a raspberry, but like it's not a raspberry.
It's not a raspberry.
No.
It's definitely just 100% blue. It's
blue. Yeah. It tastes like blue.
Which I don't dislike.
No, I'm not saying it's bad.
Especially it depends on what it is, but just wouldn't call it that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still, grape is the worst flavor.
In everything except soda.
Why do you keep copying me out of my drinking time?
It's because it's...
You know what you're creating?
No.
Dead air.
I need some fucking crackers.
Take some lemons.
Oh, man. No, they're good. You suck on them.
Well, I guess it's good for the scurvy.
Oh, gosh dang it. We've seen a lot of dogs while you've been here.
A lot of dogs?
Yeah, like a lot of dogs.
I mean, dogs exist.
Yeah, but you should... If you live where I'm at, you don't see these things. If you live where you live, you might see some dogs, but I don't see dogs all the time.
I also live with a dog.
I live with a dog, too.
So I see dog often.
The best, but it's cool to see other dogs, because they're also cute.
I mean, your dog's not the best, because my dog is the best, so...
My dog's kind of dick, but...
Yeah.
In a cute way.
My dog is also an asshole, but she is handicapped, so...
That's pretty cute.
She wins points.
Well, I guess.
Yeah. It's pretty hard just to be like... you can't shit on a handicapped dog.
Like, I hate small dogs. And on top of that, really fucking hate chihuahuas.
Yeah.
That being said, your dog's pretty cute.
She is.
Yeah.
You haven't even met her yet.
Nope.
So...
I can't wrestle with just my hands.
No, I get it.
What am I supposed to do?
I get it.
It's bordering a goldfish.
Yeah, except she's pretty vicious.
It's like a piranha.
A piranha, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not scared of you.
Yeah, but also, like, you could really, like, do a number on my hand.
Yeah.
Right.
And I just don't want to deal with that.
No.
Like, a big dog, like, even though they could do a number on your hand, usually they have, like, good enough control, and their teeth aren't that sharp because they're not so small.
Right, yeah.
So it's like, they could bite you, and you'd, like, playfully, and you'd be like, whatever. But, she bites you, and it's like, ouch.
Ow. Those were tiny needles. Yeah,
tiny needles that dug into my skin,
pierced me, gave me fucking acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I also find that, more often than not, little dogs just, want to bite you, whereas bigger dogs aren't as inclined.
You have to get them, pretty riled up and, start wrestling with them and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she just wants to chew on your hand and,
right.
bite you all the time.
Right. Whereas big dogs are just, they're just more goofy and they're not as, I'm gonna fucking bite your hand off in tiny bites.
She thinks my hands are like her toys.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you bought those for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like in the scheme of things, it goes like socks that are on my feet.
Yeah. That's
my hands, bones, and then her toys.
I can't stand that shit. My current one is pretty good, about like stealing clothes and shit. Our first dog we had when I was little, anytime had the chance would fucking be stealing like underwear and socks and just like anything he'd fucking get his like mouth on, he'd just like run away with it. He wouldn't like fucking chew on it. He would like take a sock and run away with it. And if like he saw like you didn't like follow him, like go run and get another one. It's like trying to get your attention, like, hey, what the fuck are you doing? Let's play.
She just wants to play with like she just wants to like play tug of war with my socks on my feet. She doesn't really like take stuff.
Yeah, right. That's almost more annoying. It's fucking attached to your body.
No, yeah, because I walk around. Anytime I walk around,
like kicking her
with socks, she's just like pouncing on my feet, and I'm like, Jesus,
stop!
And she'll like bite my toes. Like it was just like. Needles into my toes.
Bad.
It's also funny because she gets very protective of things that smell like me.
What are you on about?
So like, I have shoes by my front door.
Right.
If I walk over to my shoes and like go to like reach down towards them, she'll like flip out and like try to bite my hand.
It's weird that like every person has their own smell.
Yeah.
Like no matter, it's not like a bad smell, but it's just like they have their own scent.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from like cologne and perfume and such.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's kind of strange.
But I feel like I've never encountered, like two people don't typically smell the same. Not that I'm like walking around smelling people.
Well, yeah.
I feel like that was kind of the impression I was giving off there, but...
You kind of smell like... John.
But not quite.
And you kind of... You kind of smell like Mark. A little bit of Sally, which is weird, because it's a chick, but... A little bit.
Not mad about it.
Just saying.
It's a nice, clean feel.
I'm just saying.
Just saying. I'm glad that that's one more thing we bond over that we have also partaken in this weekend.
Yeah, hot rod. Hot, wow. Wow.
What?
Yeah. I was thinking about hot rod because I was like, what? Because I was in my mind, I was like, the movies that we still need to watch.
Right, okay.
I was also thinking Arthur.
Yeah.
But yeah, we watched Fired Up.
Yes. I was going to say, I'll give you another go with this.
Yeah, that was...
Yes, we need to watch Fired Up.
See, now you did it. Now you did it.
We watched Fired Up. Yes. We need to watch Arthur.
Yeah.
I also would like to watch Fast 8.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it will either, but...
Maybe.
It's possible. No limitations.
No mercy.
None. Not a single one.
But yeah, watch Fired Up, you know, throwback to episode 1. That's where we got our first intro from.
Accurate. Dan?
Nick? Levi? Can we use your pool?
Can we?
Can we, though? Actually, we have a pool.
Now we have a pool. We don't even need a pool. On the roof. We don't need beer. Who are we anymore, man? We've changed.
Doing good.
Man.
Should we talk about this beer?
Sure. Sure can.
Yeah.
Before we
do that... This is a can.
No. Yeah. What about the can?
You said sure can. They were like, sure, microphone, can.
That's amazing. Definitely didn't piece that together. Anyways, no, actually, before we do that, I want to completely dive into a different topic.
Okay.
Something super... I'm pretty sure it was today. I think it was this morning... that you were talking about this really fucking cool thing that happened
mm-hmm.
With the owner of the Tesla company, if you want to brief people on that.
Elon Musk.
Because it's pretty fucking cool, in my opinion.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Are you shitting me right now?
I was watching a video on Twitter, like, it's gone.
But that happened today, right?
Yeah, so...
That was new news. It wasn't like that.
So SpaceX launched a rocket at some point recently, I think, probably. And then one of the teams, the crew, like Dragon or something, they have like a name. They actually, you know, latched on to the International Space Station, the ISS. So that was pretty cool. Watched a video of it.
This says without the use of a robotic arm. Is that like how things normally dock? I'm confused.
I have no idea.
Does this, I'm on this website and they are making, oh, what the fuck?
The robotic arm is the big thing?
I guess. That's what they seem to, I mean, the title is, you know, SpaceX crew successfully docks with the ISS without use of robotic arm.
What's the crew's name?
The crew?
Yeah.
Dragon capsule.
Dragon capsule. So I got Dragon, right?
Yeah.
Dragon capsule.
Dragon
okay.
capsule. Says, day after its launch atop a Falcon 9 rocket, SpaceX's uncrewed Crew Dragon?
Uncrewed Crew Dragon. What? So there's no crew? There's no people?
That's what this leads me to believe.
But they are a crew of Dragon?
That successfully docked with the International Space Station. That docking procedure went without error.
So maybe there's just like a ground crew that's like controlling
this
it.
This fucking website is horseshit. It doesn't even fucking know English.
You don't know
it
English.
It says that the docking procedure. That's not
that the docking procedure.
That's not really a way you start a sentence.
I don't disagree.
The docking procedure went without error is not only a sigh of relief for NASA's commercial crew program. The project to replace the retired space shuttle that is years behind schedule. The excellent news for the three astronauts currently residing on the station. There's a chance that the Crew Dragon, which Russian space operators warned did not have a backup docking system, would fail to successfully attach to the station. That's kind of terrifying.
But we did dock to it.
But they did. But the fact that it didn't have a backup docking system, and it seems that it was also docking in a different way than typical.
Yeah, what would happen if, like, what if they just, like, fucked up the ISS? Like, ISS just destroyed.
First off, there would be an insane legal measures that would take place immediately.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as, like, the space station is concerned, I would like to believe that it would all be fine. Because I'm sure there's all these different hatches and air vents and airlocks that, like, would seal off the broken,
mm-hmm.
like, exposed to space part of the ship. So, like, no one would really be injured as long as no one was over in the wing. Which, if this shit was, like, coming into my space station, I'm not gonna be fucking anywhere near this shit knowing it doesn't have a backup plan.
Yeah, I would, if I was on the ISS, it'd be like, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't even, like, let it happen. I'd be like, yeah, like, also, no.
New docking procedure, no backup, and maybe unmanned. No?
Yeah, no thanks.
Question mark?
Yeah. So, I guess that is the biggest thing of this, is that it was automated docking. It wasn't, there was no, like, man-made thing that, like, helped guide it in. It just, like, automatically did it, which is... pretty cool.
Technology, man.
Technology.
It's everywhere.
It's all around us. Can't really get away from us.
So, one of our goals of this podcast was getting... One of our mark of success goals for the podcast was getting free beer.
Go on.
So I got you something, but I didn't sign it. Because, like, I didn't have a pen. So I'm gonna, I gotta actually put it in the envelope because, like, I gotta, it's gotta be a thing, you know?
Okay.
I got
to
something.
Use your words. What the fuck you're on about?
My words. I mean, that's normal people words.
I mean, not in this country. So
here you go. Wait.
Okay.
Sealed. Okay. Right. There you go. Got you a little gift here.
Mail just keeps coming. The mail just keeps coming. There is no Carol in HR.
The mail don't stop.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So upon first reading the card, it says, "On your first communion, congratulations, blessings to you on this special day." Duh. How adorable. We've made it, my friend.
Yeah. I actually got you.
Podcast over.
Done. Sorry, we're out.
Hope
cut
you
the
enjoyed
button.
The last episode.
We got that the yesterday at Whole Foods.
Oh, no kidding, that's funny.
And we were talking about it. I was like, what the fuck? Why does someone give someone a card for the first communion? Like, there's two options, right? Option one, they're a kid that's had their first communion.
Okay.
Can they even read?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Probably.
Probably not. It doesn't mean anything to them.
No.
It's a fucking card.
Yeah.
What? Option two.
Yeah.
You bring someone to church.
Okay.
And they had their communion.
It's the first time they've eaten bread and wine together.
And you hand them this card. Like, how fucking weird is that?
That's
like, imagine
weird.
You're that person. You're like,
thanks.
What is that? This is like I need a card for this occasion? What?
Hallmark, dude.
So, yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, this is the perfect message for me to convey. Congratulations.
I think
on your first communion / sponsored beer. So thank you, Pipeworks, and for providing communion.
Cheers. God damn it, it's a thing now. We told the girls it wouldn't be a thing.
But now, first cheers on podcast, episode 24.
Yep.
I think.
Sure.
Whatever.
That's what the notes say. It could be wrong.
Notes are always right. Except when they're wrong.
But they're still right.
Yep. All right, so should we actually talk about said beer?
Yeah. Shit.
Shite.
Yeah.
You had something and then you lost it?
I had something, I lost it. It was like a quick thing, and it's gone.
Communion, wine, bread. Cannibalism.
I don't know. Fuck it. I'll think of it later, then get pissed, and then I'll try to say it in the next podcast, and I'll forget it before then. So
yeah.
It's fine. Yeah, so this beer,
once again, brought to you by Pipeworks. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. I fucking hate this. I think it was Matt and Nick we talked to at the dojo.
It's definitely Jesse.
What?
Pinkman?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Neither of those two dudes are probably ever going to listen to this podcast, but either way, they were cool guys, and they were very helpful and chill to hang out with while we obtained this stuff.
Yep.
Right up front, like we were saying, very New England, very hazy, very yellowy, pineapple-y kind of looking, if you will.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
Yep.
I thought it was going to be more orange.
Right.
It's not.
It's not. It's definitely more yellowy.
Yeah.
Head's pretty decent when you first pour it. Nice and fluffy. Good feel. Kind of
got to pour it a little hard. Like, it's not like a...
Yeah.
Not a very carbonated beer.
Yeah. No, it's very soft.
Yeah.
But not, like, to the point where it's gross.
No, not. It's not, like, flat by any means.
No,
but
it's done well. But it's just, yeah, you kind of pour a little hard if you want to get, like, a decent head on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, smell? I mean, just juice, man.
Yeah, juice. Pretty much like every hazy IPA, right? Like, you kind of get some hop notes on the back end.
Yeah.
But like really, it's like smelling orange juice.
Yeah, I can't remember who makes it. It's probably Tropicana, but they have this like pineapple orange juice.
That's exactly what I was thinking, like a pineapple orange. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And it's like, first off, fantastic juice, but that's like exactly what this smells like.
Yeah.
But I agree, it's not like just that. Like you have like the herbally like hop nose on it too. Mm-hmm. So, good smell. Taste?
Taste, like honestly, the pineapple orange is a good description of like the juice flavor as well, because it's got like a little tropical note to it, but it's also like primarily that like sweet citrus. It's not very tart either, which I think, like, I don't know.
I could just
Does that
be,
make sense?
Yeah, no, I agree. I could be wrong, but I think maybe a bit of coconut, and maybe that's where the spike and like tartness of the citrus is lost, because the coconut like sweetens it up a little bit.
I think part of what it is too is the texture. I've been thinking about how to describe the texture, and it's almost like a 2% milk.
I was just gonna say it's like almost milky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like not. Because juice has this, like, very...
It's not syrupy, and it's not, like, runny either. Like, it's got, like, some...
Thickness to it.
Thickness, texture to it, yeah.
But I feel like a lot of, like, beers like this, especially that are thicker, like you said, are syrupy or, like, overly sweet. But I think this beer does a good job with not, like, smacking you in the face with that.
Would you say...
Fuck you. Won't even let you finish that. One might say that, but I don't.
But no one's going to.
No one's going to. No, I wouldn't necessarily say it's like perfectly balanced, but again,
you said it.
But again, like not in a bad way. It's not like I'm like, yeah, this is too much of this. It's just like it has more of this than that. And
yeah,
it's not a bad thing. I think this is definitely like one of those beers that is like what we're about.
Yeah, I really like it. It's a bit cold in Chicago for hazy IPAs for me. I don't like whenever I drink a hazy IPA. We've talked about this before.
Yeah,
hazy is springtime for me.
Yeah,
I don't know why. I mean, obviously just because like juicy flavors, you know. But yeah.
Yeah, like when people were like bombarding all the liquor store shelves with their hazy IPAs at the end of this past summer, was so about it. Like, it is fucking 80 degrees, sun is out, and all these hazies I'm just loving right now.
Yeah. It's like an alcoholic juice. Like, talking about the orange pineapple juice, right? Like, you just add some alcohol to that, some good carb, and there you go. There's a hazy IPA.
Beautiful. Perfect. Done.
All the hops flavors in there, and yeah, done.
Yeah, I was going to say, thankfully these guys do it better than that probably would taste, but...
Yeah, obviously, but...
But yeah, so, solid taste. We kind of lumped feel in there, too. You know, it's pretty thick and, like, milky.
Yep.
If you will. I don't want people to get the wrong idea thinking it's like, oh, it's like those milkshake IPAs. It's
no,
it's nothing not. Like that. It's, yeah, I don't know.
It just got some texture to it.
Yeah. Overall, what do you think?
I think I'm sitting at like a, I think I'm at like a 3.69, 3.69. I was going to go 3.7, but you know, can't pass up the opportunity.
Why would you want to? Honestly, 3.69.
Can't pass up the opportunity for 69.
Pretty sure 3.69 is higher than 3.7.
Yeah. So. Which is like the upper end of good. Below great. Yeah, it's solid. I really like it. I really like it. Yeah.
I'm right there with you. I was going to say 3.75 personally. But still...
3.75 good? 3.75 great.
Yeah, I'm still going good on this. It is a really good beer. I think it's probably a combination of a few things.
I need a little more hop. That's kind of what I'm looking for. Yeah. I need a little more punch to it.
I agree. And I think that also would make it more enjoyable in this, like, frigid bitch weather.
Yeah, like, I want a little edge to my beer.
Yeah,
edge of the cold is hitting my soul. I need some edge in my beer.
In your soul? Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. And, no, I totally agree. I don't want less of what they got going on.
The flavor's awesome.
Beautiful. Absolutely spot on. I do. I want a little bit more of a hop bite to it.
Yeah.
That's all. But overall, fantastic beer.
Good beer.
Job well done.
Would get again.
Especially for a collaboration. I find that, like, those can go both ways. Sometimes they can just, like, suck because it's, like, it's just too many people doing too many things and
you're
trying to do too many things and it doesn't work out. But
especially when you have, like, brewers that kind of don't agree on flavors necessarily. Yeah. Like, even though they might think they do, but, like...
Yeah, they're like, oh, this would be so good together. But then I'm like, yeah, I'm glad you think so, but I'm just not about it.
Yeah. But this definitely works. It's really good. Really tasty.
Yeah.
Definitely recommend. And you should definitely check out Pipeworks if you're ever in the Chicago area.
Definitely. Cool dudes. Cool location for sure. Like, they don't have, they don't have a tap room or anything, but it's definitely a cool place to check out and grab some good beer.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways, this has been Two Beards and Some Peers for the first time.
Two Beards and what?
It sounded like I said peers. But
no,
I said beers.
No, you did not, yeah. Because how else would you know?
I also heard peers, but I said beers.
This has been Two Peers and some beers.
Anyways, yeah, Chicago, first time it's not our first time podcasting together, but
yes,
like,
it is.
Officially.
Right.
Back in time.
Right. Exactly. So.
Yeah. Peace.